Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, May 6th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg sources say the Chinese central government ordered government agencies and state-backed companies to replace foreign PCs with domestic alternatives within the next 2 years. The government reportedly estimates this will replace 50 million PCs used by the central government alone. This policy will eventually apply to provincial governments as well. The UK government said its Digital Markets Unit regulator will be given the power to fine large tech companies up to 10% of global turnover if found to engage in predatory practices. In addition, the Department of Digital, Culture, Media, and Sports said it will be able to fine tech companies an additional daily penalty of up to 5% of turnover for continued offenses, with senior managers also facing civil penalties. It's unclear when the government will introduce necessary legislation to enforce these changes. Vice Media, Blue Shield Denmark, and Danish UNESCO National Commission partnered to create the Backup Ukraine project, which hopes to use volunteers to 3D scan objects in Ukraine for preservation in the cloud. The goal of the project is to preserve Ukraine's cultural heritage from the destruction of war. NVIDIA agreed to a settlement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, agreeing to pay $5.5 million to settle charges that it did not properly disclose that crypto mining was a significant element of its gaming business. The charges date back to NVIDIA's fiscal 2018, when NVIDIA did not disclose to investors its gaming revenue growth was partially driven by crypto mining. Microsoft began testing a controller bar in Windows 11 with Windows Insiders, letting users see and launch the three most recently played games. Users launch the controller bar through the Xbox button on a connected controller, letting them launch a game without having to reach for a keyboard and mouse. Microsoft made a deal with Epic Games to offer Fortnite for free through Xbox Cloud Gaming. The partnership will let users play Fortnite in a way similar to how they stream videos for companies like Netflix, regardless of their gaming device. Microsoft says this agreement applies to anyone who wants to play, regardless of having a subscription. Gamers will be able to play on an iPhone or iPad or a device powered by Google's Android software, even though both Apple and Google have banned Fortnite from their app stores because of ongoing legal disputes. Microsoft also announced a partnership with Volkswagen to develop a moving platform mode that will sync cars with the HoloLens 2. This could potentially add AR interfaces inside a vehicle, as well as adding elements to environments outside. Microsoft already applies its moving platform tech on ships and has previously announced plans to add it to elevators, trains, and other moving environments. Amazon removed the ability to make digital purchases on its Android app, including Kindle books, digital music, and Prime Video content. This comes as Google changes policy to require play billing for digital purchases on Android, which carries a 30% commission. Physical goods can still be purchased in the Amazon app. Android Authority passes on a report from Esper's Michel Rahman that Google won't allow sideloaded apps to use the accessibility API in Android 13. This appears to be a security precaution, as the accessibility API can give apps the ability to view and control a device's screen or perform actions on behalf of users. 9 to 5 Google contributor Dylan Rosal discovered new features under development in the code for Twitter for Android, including the ability to add photos and videos to a single tweet at the same time. Rosal also found a button that will let users give an award to a tweet, although it's unclear exactly how the feature will work. The app also shows work on a new pronouns page for profiles. DoorDash reported mixed Q1 earnings, seeing revenue up 35% on the year to $1.46 billion and beating analyst estimates, but missing estimates with a loss of 48 cents per share. Overall orders delivered in the quarter rose 23% on the year to 404 million. The company reported it added the most new customers in a quarter than it did since the pandemic-fueled Q1 2021. When NVIDIA launched the RTX 3080 tier for its GeForce Now game streaming service, it promised streams of up to 4K 60 frames per second, but limited that performance to its Shield TV hardware. Now PC and Mac users on the tier can stream at that resolution, as well as streams at 1440p 120 frames per second with ray tracing. NVIDIA suggests internet speeds of at least 40 megabits per second for 4K streams. Microsoft's new web-based Outlook client, offering a nearly identical experience to the Outlook web experience, leaked last year, but only worked for Microsoft employees. Windows Central reports the leaked client now works with work and education accounts. Microsoft hasn't officially announced this client yet. And finally, WhatsApp began rolling out several new features, including the ability to react to messages with emojis. File sharing size limits have also increased from 100 megabytes to 2 gigabytes, and the default maximum group chat size has doubled to 512. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.